We were supposed to do that last week, but the priest tends to just schedule things at will, like baptisms. So if you haven't caught on yet, the fourth Sunday of each month, you're going to hear something, probably not necessarily as elaborate as what you saw today, but that was an elaborate trip, which required a lot of effort. It was. She doesn't agree. But the fact of the matter is, it fits so well with what Paul is saying to the church in Ephesus and this concept of the unity of the body of Christ and this idea that we are meant to be together. And the way, and he says in this, the first verse, he says, "I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called." And he says, "With all humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another in love." And that really says the whole thing. And that's what I hear over and over again about this journey we took together in this opportunity to be together, to learn to walk together, to live together. Some lived closer than others. Some of us lived out back in the RVs. But I'm too old to sleep on the floor, I'm sorry. The fact is we were there together, living together, working together, and seeking God together, not just in for ourselves, but within each other and in the eyes of those in which God had called us to serve. The church moves in interesting ways, but the one thing that continually sticks out is we are all gifted to do that which we're called to do. And the gifts that he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So regardless of where you are called to work, you are called to work. Whatever it may look like is where God's calling you to be. All of it matters, and it's all for one purpose, and that is for the building up of his body, the growth of the church, the expanding of the church and the knowledge of the love of Christ within this world. That is what God's called each of us to do, amen? Whether we do that in a foreign land in mission, whether we do it right here in administrative tasks, or whether we're doing it as we feed others, as we house those who are in need when we're allowed to do that again, each and everything we do should be focused on that concept. How are we going to use the tools that God has given us to grow the body of Christ so that all will come to know, and that he goes on, and Paul goes on, because we must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Brothers and sisters, what we got to experience on short-term mission, which is what you generally go on short-term mission for, is to experience what it means to be the grown-up church. We go on these, we take ourselves out of our norm so that we can go and have permission to do exactly what God is calling us to do every single day. But when we're in this setting, we're already a little off balance. And as I heard from one of our youth, and I'm not sure which one because I couldn't see everybody's face, is they've gained, as everyone else began to move in a Christ-like way as one body, they felt more comfortable being that way. We can do that here. Every single day, we don't need permission to be the body of Christ, brothers and sisters. You already have it, amen?
Amen.
This is the calling that's been placed on us. This is the opportunity that we have. And we can see it in these little vignettes, so to speak, in short-term mission and say, what a wonderful thing, amen?
Amen.
And it is a wonderful thing, but it's a teaching moment for those who were there and those who get to hear their witness of being there. And the teaching moment is this: that work, those gifts, those abilities to step outside of the box, to break out of your shell, to open yourself to the reality of what God wants to do through you, that opportunity is every day. And here at Holy Innocence, the opportunities that you have to do this work happen every day. In our ministries that we do within the church to support the ministries that go out to carry the word of God to our community. Amen?
Amen.
Right here in Valrico, Brandon, Dover, and wherever else God leads us, we have the gifts. With all of the places he's called us to go, we can go and travel and learn to know how to move. But when we come back, you all hear me, when you come back, you don't have to go far to continue the work you've already begun, do you? You want to pray with people and feed people? You only have to go as far as the parish hall or the very parking lot of this church. You want to care for those in need and offer them things they need? Come, stitch together the quilts for those who are going to find comfort in that. Come and work in the garden. Give glory to those who've gone before. Come put your hands on the ministry that's right here, right now. Because as good as it is to go and to learn, it is so much better to work where we're planted with the tools God has given us here, and only for one purpose, the building up of his body. God gives us everything we need to do every job he has put before us. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get over our fears and our concerns and just offer ourselves fully to God? I admit it's easier when you're out in the field. When you travel a distance from where you're used to being comfortable, you're already uncomfortable, so being more uncomfortable seems okay. But I want you to remember what we just heard here. When I saw everyone else doing it, I felt more comfortable doing it too. Let's get more uncomfortable in the work he's given us to do, so that more of his comfort will enter into this place where we live now. And then we will move as his body. We are called to be God's church, and for the sole purpose of doing his work for his glory. Amen.
Amen.